Yesterday, we received word from our attorney that the judge had ruled a partial ruling in our favor regarding our lawsuit against the United States Army Corps. What it will amount to is that the defendant in the case, the developer, and the Army Corps will be required to redesign the plans for the Cypress Creek Town Center development. What the problem with it is, it's too close to the creek, Cypress Creek, and there's way too much asphalt. And we had tried to work with them early on when the plan was first brought to our attention to get them to build a parking garage or to reduce the sprawling parking lot, but that didn't happen. They said they couldn't do it from a feasibility standpoint. They needed a certain number of spaces, and a garage would be too expensive. Had they worked with us in the beginning, they could have saved themselves a lot of money and time.
Has construction halted?
No, not completely. Well, they're not building any of the buildings yet, but they're building one of the roads. Now that this new development has occurred with the court, the future is somewhat uncertain as to whether they should continue working on that road or perhaps hold off until the remediation has been worked out.
And remind our listeners a little bit about the history of this construction. It had stopped in the past because of actions by environmentalists, but then it was allowed to continue?
Right. One of our residents, members who lives in the area nearby, had discovered that the river was, the creek rather, was being polluted. And what had happened is during one of our usual afternoon thunder showers, the dirt started washing into the creek and muddying the creek. And this had happened on a few occasions, and we were careful to videotape it and document it. And in doing so, we had proof to submit to the regulatory agencies. And the developer was fined by the state, I believe it was. It was quite a substantial fine, just a little under $300,000.
Now, what's the next step? What happens from here? Do you think that it could continue to be built?
Our intention has never been to prevent the project from being built. We simply wanted the developer to reduce the size of the footprint to make it more compatible with that site in a way that would protect the natural resources, the creek and the wildlife corridor that runs alongside of it. It's a victory for clean water because the creek is an important tributary to Hillsborough River.